Welcome to Israel AT News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight is a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains clear. Haifa is slightly cooler, offering a perfect night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, between Rome and Oman, quiet negotiations raise concerns for Israel. Talks are ongoing between Israel and Lebanon, mediated by the U.S. This is according to Walla, reported earlier today. Also, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian reveals communication difficulties with Iran's new leader. He hinted at leadership disputes while criticizing Israel, reported by Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also this hour, the IDF launched strikes in South Lebanon, targeting the Tyre area. They cite violations by Hezbollah, according to Ynet from earlier today. Separately, the head of the Zionist Organization of America urges Jews to support candidates prioritizing their safety. This follows El Sayed securing the Democratic Senate nod in Michigan, reported by JNS just minutes ago. And finally, El Sayed, who recently criticized AIPAC, aims to win over pro-Israel Democrats. He addressed Michigan's Jewish community in his victory speech, reported by JTA earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News reported just minutes ago that the IDF mistakenly launched an interceptor. It was intended for a target, but was later identified as IDF fire. No injuries occurred, and the incident is under review. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that foreign ministers from Egypt, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey met in Amman. Ariel Oseran, a Middle East analyst, confirmed the meeting in Amman, marking the fifth forum session today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the quiet negotiations, Walla reports that Israel and Lebanon are engaged in talks mediated by the U.S. The focus is on regional stability amid broader tensions involving Iran and Hormuz. These discussions have significant implications for future diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to Iran, according to Israel Hayom, President Masoud Pezeshkian's comments suggest internal disagreements within Iran's leadership. His criticism of Israel may reflect strategic shifts. This could influence Iran's foreign policy and its approach to regional issues. Meanwhile, in South Lebanon, the IDF's actions follow Hezbollah's alleged ceasefire violations. Ynet reports that the strikes were in the Tyre area, impacting local communities. This escalation could complicate ongoing diplomatic efforts in Rome. On the political front, the Zionist Organization of America has responded to El Sayed's recent nomination. JNS highlights concerns over his stance on Israel, urging Jewish voters to prioritize safety. This debate could shape voter dynamics in Michigan. And regarding El Sayed's appeal to pro-Israel Democrats, JTA notes his commitment to Michigan's Jewish community, despite his previous criticism of AIPAC. His approach may influence Democratic strategies in future elections. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on a significant reduction in payroll errors. The introduction of artificial intelligence by Oket Systems has cut common mistakes by 45%. This advancement is modernizing financial operations. Separately, Mariv Business discusses a potential deal between Iran and Oman to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This development has led to a drop in oil prices and a boost on Wall Street. The final agreement is still pending. And finally, CTEC reports a surge in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange's revenue and profit. Increased market activity has led to a 36% revenue rise and a 60% jump in adjusted EBITDA. This growth reflects heightened investor confidence. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.